Good morning, everybody. This is Becky Speed. Today is January 16th, 2017. And I'm excited that you're here because I think that, God's got something exciting waiting just for you here on the call today. And I know that when I start my week off really strong with the Lord, that everything just kind of falls into place, right? So I just love that we started all off together on Monday mornings. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll jump in and get going. Father God, I thank you so much for your love and your grace, Lord. I thank you for your divine wisdom as we move forward and really discover what you would have for us this morning. Father, I know that you love us and you care for us and that you've got a special plan for each one of us. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just bless our time together and that as we start our weeks, Lord, that you would help us to focus on you, that we would be mindful to use what you give us, Lord, that every single thing that we do would honor you. Lord, I pray that as we start this year off strong, as we start this week off strong, that our mind would be focused on you, that we would fulfill what the plan that you have for us, Lord, because we know that what you have for us is amazing. And Lord, I know that for some of us, we feel like we've been in chains, that it's been a long winter already, or that we just didn't have the success that we wanted to have in our businesses, or we didn't get started as strong as you wanted us to. So Father God, I pray right now in Jesus' name that you would help us to be free, that we right now command that we walk forth in freedom, that those chains be gone, that they're broken in Jesus' name, and we walk forward in what you would have for us. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We ask all this in Jesus' name and ask that you would speak through me directly to the hearts of your children. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, Paul was in prison many times. He was in jail, I think, most of what we would consider his career. And every single time he was in trouble for running his mouth, he was just sharing what God put on his heart because he couldn't believe that God would select him, allow him to be able to make the difference in the lives of other people and preach the gospel after what he had been doing to his believers and what he thought about his son, Jesus. And he had that road to Damascus experience, right, where the light came down and he heard God and he couldn't talk, he couldn't see for a while, but he just spent a very quiet time and he could hear God, and that's when he was called to the ministry. Each one of us has been called to the ministry. We're supposed to minister where we're at. This is one of the best ways that I know that we can share the gospel, just to live it out in what we're doing in our everyday lives, right? And just speaking and sharing. And for some of us, we're entrepreneurs. We've got a direct sales business or maybe a coaching business or some other kind of entrepreneurial business. Or even in traditional business, when we walk into the workplace, we have the opportunity to speak to other people. We're not isolated. We aren't caught in those chains or in prison. We get to share the gospel by the vehicle of what he's given us with our businesses. In Colossians 4:3, it says, "Pray for us too that God will give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plan concerning Christ. That's why I'm here in chains." So hopefully none of us will be in chains. I know most of us live in the free world, and so we don't have to worry about being in chains. But think about being in the chains that we've put on ourselves, right? The lack of activity, saying I can't do it until I get this or have this, or I'm smart enough, strong enough, well enough, the weather's just right, whatever it is. I'm sure that if I said that one of your children were going to pass away and you didn't talk away or find someone to talk to about your business, you would find somebody to talk to about your business because you're not going to let your children be in danger, right? Yet, they are. They're in danger of not having what God had planned for them because you're saying, no, that I can't go out and talk, or no, I can't go out and share, or I can't find people. Well, I know you can find people. I see that you're on Facebook. I see that you're texting people, that you live by people. Even if it took a day or 2 days to walk and find somebody, if you had to do that to save your children, you would. Well, you're not saving them by staying at home and not talking about your business, not sharing the gospel. I mean, Paul was so excited. He walked on foot Can you imagine? And he spent night after night in nasty prison at the bottom of terrible boats. He was on a prison ship. Those were disgusting. Many people died just because of the disease and the filth in those boats. But yet he was joy-filled. He was continuing to share the gospel with whomever he could find. We need to look for the opportunities, don't we? And I'm not saying that it's always easy. Believe me, I get it. I have to work on getting my own sales. I have to work on doing the things that I need to do, right, to get my own business going. I get this, and I get to be in those uncomfortable, unfamiliar places. But I know that when I'm in those uncomfortable, unfamiliar places, that's when I grow the most. And I don't know about you, but when I do that, I feel like I have to rely more on God. And I think that's almost why he does it. He puts me in those situations because he wants to get the glory, right? Let me tell you, most of the situations that I'm in, whether it's in sales or in ministry or speaking, I'm in situations day in and day out where it could be only God. So I know that I need to give him all of the glory. You know, Paul wrote these words when he was in chains in prison, and he was arrested for preaching regardless of where he was. And everything in his surroundings shouted, limitation, don't do it, stop, turn back. You don't have enough experience. You've got too much experience. People know who you are. You've changed. What's wrong with you? You're no longer the person you used to be. It would scream out limitations. But instead of looking at his surroundings, what did Paul look at? He kept his eyes on his limitless God. He kept looking for the open door of opportunity that God would have for him next. He kept looking, what next, Lord? What next? I'll go. Let's do Asia. Let's do Rome. Let's go to the places where, you know what, I might be in the biggest trouble, but you know what, I can go ahead and I can have the most opportunity. So I want to encourage you that no matter what the change you might be feeling that you are in today, I want you to remember that we serve a God who's in the business of setting people free. He doesn't want you to be in those chains, even the ones we put on ourselves. Remember that he's equipped you and given you his power, that you don't have to do this in your own strength and might. Yeah, you've got to be a wise steward of what he gives you, but go ahead and get out there. Remove those chains, leave those shackles behind, and walk into and seek out the opportunity. And when doors seem to be closed all around you, when your surroundings, they look so limited, when you feel like you're in chains, I want you to remember that God is still at work in your life, and you need to look for the opportunity. That's your part. That's your responsibility in the entire agreement and relationship that you have with the Lord. Just like Paul, keep your hopes up. Keep expecting. Keep believing. Pray for those opportunities to be open to you, and then walk through them when they are. If you fall, get back up. Press forward, even with more determination to accomplish the dream that God's planted in your heart. At that point, you just know, hey, that's just a little hiccup. That's just something that's just a little resistance. That you can keep going. You can go forward. You know, it tells us that the prayer of the righteous avails much in the Word. So keep praying because he promises to break the chains and open the doors of opportunity in your life. He absolutely wants to do this in your life, no matter what. What is he speaking to your heart right now? That he said, you know what? This is what I have for you. This is what I want for you. I want you to go and show my love to my people. I want you to use your business, your vehicle to connect with other people. Yeah, share your product if you need to. Do those kind of things because you know what? I understand. The more that you make, the more that you give. The more that you give, the further the kingdom goes. But I also know that you've got needs, and I want to provide for all your needs. I'm giving you this opportunity, and you're not walking it out. So walk it out. He's also saying that I'm giving you this opportunity because I want you to be in relationship with my people. And I want you to meet together with them. I want you to connect with them. I want you to share my good news message with them. And I've given you your business as a vehicle to do all these things. You know, I think about this, though, sometimes with our lives as Christians. Sometimes we get into a defeatist kind of attitude, right, where we kind of feel like, you know what, I'm defeated, or I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of working at this so hard. I'm tired of praying about the same thing over and over again, right? So let me ask you this. When others look at your life, do they see the love of God at work in you? Can they see growth and change? Do they know that you're a follower of His? I want you to remember something, that as we're out there ministering, just like Paul did, there was no doubt in anybody's mind if Paul was a believer, because he was sharing the good news. He was living it out. They knew he was a follower because there was the evidence in his words, in his actions. Do others see this in you? Or do they see you as a Christian always saying, woe is me, never walking in the victory that he has for us? You know, the most important thing that you can do with your life is to live it as an example of his love. God's love empowers us, doesn't it? His love changes us. It takes us to new levels. His love gives us eternal life. There's nothing more grand or more exciting than this. So I want you to open up your heart. I want you to open up your life. I want you to open up your business today and say, I'm here, Lord, and I'm willing to do just like Paul. I'm willing to go where you'll send me. I'm willing to speak what you have me to say, and I'm not going to let anything hold me back. You know, I'll be honest with you. There are days in my life that are pretty tough. I had one yesterday, and I've had some throughout this last few years. And for those of you that know me well, I will share and ask for prayer requests periodically. But I walk in victory every single day. I'm not going to let the devil hold me down. I'm not going to let him keep me back in any area of my life or my business. I'm going to joyfully seek the Lord. If I'm in chains and feel like that I've got bondage around me, I'm going to do just like Paul did with Silas, and I'm going to sing praises to the Lord. And then I'm going to help minister to other people. And I'm going to work my business regardless of where I'm at, even if I find myself in these chains. I hope that you decide to do the same. Be an example of his love. Be an example of his victory to other people. Receive his love today. Receive that victory and turn around and show your love for him by following his commands. Live in his love and show his love so that others can be drawn to him. Lord, I'm just so excited. You know, I could break into prayer right now because I'm just like, you know, God's so amazing, and he has such amazing things for each one of us. And I know that regardless of what your circumstance is today, wherever you are with your business, wherever you are with life, that God has something amazing for you. And God already has told you what he wants you to do. So get out there and do it. Be an example, right? I know for me, I want to get to that space when I stand before the Lord and he says, good job. You are a good and a faithful servant. I gave you just a few things, and you know what? Because you did so good, I want you to be over more. And then you became a ruler over many things that I've asked you to do, and I want you to enter into the joy of the Lord. Matthew 25:23 says, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, and I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. You know, if you wonder why God's not doing more in your life, why he's not doing more in your business, have you been faithful with what he's given you? Have you been faithful for what he's given you? You know, I think about the educators in the United States. They've been seeking ways to increase student test scores for a very long time. And one popular theory states that the best way to improve a children's ability to puff up their self-esteem, because of high achievers tend to have high self-esteem, is that so that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to help build that self-esteem, right? And they wanted to build high achievers. Don't we all want to be a high achiever in our business or in how we serve the Lord? However, what they found is researchers have found that simply building children's ego breeds negative traits. Indifference to excellence, the inability to overcome adversity, and aggressiveness towards people who criticize them. I want you to think about that. What if you did something very surface with your business? If you did something very surface, have you dug deep to become truly a high achiever? Now, one of the ways that I know to become a high achiever is to place high value on praising people, especially children. But instead of just praising them and puffing them up, it's to really base your praise on truth. One of the ways that I do this and to encourage and to lead others is to value people, to praise their effort and reward performance. How did I do this? How did I figure this out? Well, definitely my mentor John Maxwell teaches us that, but where did he get this as well? It comes from the Word. It comes from how God treats us. It goes back to receiving that love that empowers. Because when we value people and we praise effort, we reward performance, isn't that truly what God's doing when we do what he's asked us to do? Don't you want God to do that for us? No matter where you fail, no matter where you make mistakes, and believe me, I make a lot, don't let it devalue your worth as a person. As the saying goes, God uses people who fail because there aren't any other kind around, right? He says, you know what, I get it, and it's okay. I'm not going to judge you for failing. So if you found your place where you're just in that space today where you're like, you know, Becky, a lot of the stuff you've been talking about today really is just for me, and that, you know, I haven't been as faithful with what God's given me. To be honest with you, I have some of my clients that I'm working with right now who have already sold more, have already had more of a successful business in the first 15 days of this year than they had in 2 months or 3 months last year. They're off to a rocking start. They decided, you know what, this was going to be their year. They were going to jump in with everything they had, and they were going to follow what God had for them, and they're more successful than they've ever been. So don't listen to the lies of the devil that's telling you that, you know what, you're off to a slow start, or the weather's bad, or you don't have this, or you don't have that, or you're not smart enough, you're not strong enough, you're not thin enough, you're not wise enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not all these things that we put into our mind. It's not truth. The truth is God told you, he's given you the ability to create wealth, that he wants you to run this race as a victor, not a victim. He wants you to say, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do exactly what you've put before me, and I'm going to do it wherever you've put me or placed me, and I'm going to be faithful with little so that you do give me much. You know, God's given you a vision, and we've spent the last 2 weeks really focusing on the vision and what God's given us and how to walk out that vision. And I know that God has a vision for your life. He's got one for your business. And I know he's calling you to be more faithful with it than ever. You know, it tells us in Genesis 13, verse 14 and 15, lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are. So he's saying, you know what? I want you to look around. I want you to, exactly where you are is where I want you to start your vision. He says, I want you to look northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you today and your descendants forever. How are you going to take that victory? How are you going to take the land? How are you going to take your business and live in that victory, not only for you, but for your descendants, for your children, for your downline, for your team? How are you going to create that significance, that legacy, impactful, powerful, significant legacy? If you don't start today, vision is everything, right? It's indispensable, especially as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a parent, as a wife, as a mother, as a husband, as an uncle, whoever you are. Vision is everything because the Lord tells us without a vision, his people will perish. So why is it everything? Because vision leads the leaders. It paints the target. It sparks the fuel to have that fire within just swell up into flame. And it draws people forward into what God has for him. It's also the fire lighter for others who follow those leaders. show me a leader without vision, and I'll show you someone who isn't going anywhere. At best, they're traveling in circles. And isn't that what the children of Israel did? They never made it to the promised land because they walked in circles. Their children made it, but they didn't, because they complained, because they didn't believe, and they didn't walk out what God had asked them, told them to do. But I want you to know that vision starts within. Vision draws from your history, but creates your future. Vision many times will meet the needs of others. That's why you've got to engage and get busy with other people. Vision helps you gather your resources because people are drawn to that. We talked about that at the end of Habakkuk last week. And one of the most valuable benefits of vision is that it acts like a magnet, attracting, challenging, and uniting the people around you, the people that you've been called to lead, whether it's your family, whether it's a team, whether it's a business, whether it's a ministry, whether it's your neighbors, whoever it is. The more challenging the vision is that the Lord gave you, the harder the participants will fight to achieve it right along with you, just like they did David. So what are you doing with the vision the Lord's given you? I want you to encourage you to take this message today. Let it speak to your heart. Be more fervent than you ever have. And step into what God has for you. Look for the opportunity. Let those chains be gone today in Jesus' name, and start showing his love through your life and your business in a new way. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you today for the people on the call and those that are listening, Lord, to the replay. I pray that you will help Sandy to kickstart her business for the year. You'll help Gloriella to stay the course. That you will give a new passion to Carol, even though it might be cold and snowy outside, that you've lit a fire in her heart today, and she'll be on the phone, and she'll step into what you have for her, Lord. I pray healing for Bonnie's sister and as those that are coming around her, Lord, that are saying their final goodbyes. Lord, I pray that you would give them peace, that they would have joy, that memories would be made. I pray for my friend Bob and Nancy, Lord, that they would have safe travels back to Colorado. And, Lord, I pray for each person here that's listening to this call, Lord, that you would bless them abundantly more than they could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine, and that you would give them the tenacity to walk out and to use the talents, use the gifts, use those shekels that you've given them to create more so that they can hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Lord, thank you for loving us. Thank you for empowering us. Thank you for changing us to be more like you each and every day. Lord, we just pray today that you'll have your way in our hearts so that we can be a shining light for your love to the people that are around us, where you've planted us. Lord, we thank you that you have given us all of those, the vision, all of the fields for the north, the south, the east, the west. We pray that you would help us to be faithful, to not pick those chains back up and put them back on ourselves, but that we would continue to look for the opportunity. Lord, we choose to take our eyes off of our surroundings and to focus on you. I choose to focus on you, your passion, your dream, what you've planted for in our hearts and what you've planned for us. Lord, we trust that you're working behind the scenes, opening the doors of opportunity for us in Jesus' name. And Lord, I do ask that you would provide a divine helper, Lord, that the perfect assistant would come into my office, and Lord, that we would be able to work together, Lord, that you would not allow the enemy to come in and to destroy or to steal what you have intended for good. Lord, we know that you've got someone just waiting, just perfect there for us. So we thank you for that. And Lord, I pray that you would empower each person with a new power, a new tenacity that's drawn from your love, so that they can pass that forward and we can give you the glory. We love and thank you and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great week, everybody. If you have additional prayer requests that come up during the middle of the week, feel free to post them on the Christian Direct Seller Facebook page, and I'll be happy to be praying for you all week. And then also post your praise reports there, because I know that God's doing amazing things. Gloriella's been praying for a car for a long time, and there was a woman at church that came up yesterday and said that they can borrow her car until they can get their own. So I'm just praising you, Lord, for that victory, and that's so awesome. But I know that God's answering prayers in your life, and I'd love to be able to give him praise and glory as well. So take care. God bless you, and I'll be with you again next week. Bye, everybody.